This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
What defines a banana republic? A politically unstable country. Check the box there.
Mm-hmm.
A country that is run by the ruling class. Check the box there. Now you know why it is a trending term. I went on Twitter shortly after hearing about the raid, and I was curious. I assumed the raid would be trending, and you'd see some commentary, and there were a boatload of Republicans that immediately spoke out about it. But guess what was trending at the time?
Olivia Newton-John's death.
No. Civil War.
Civil War. Really?
Yeah. Frightening. I mean, that's... I think... talk of civil war is dangerous. I think talk of solving political differences with a call to arms is irrational. But I think, ironically, the levers of government right now, the law enforcement apparatus of the federal government, are what drives people to think like this and to wonder, hey, it could happen. Want your take on this today and what's on your mind? We have some open phone time to the bottom of the hour for just that. Brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary, cybersecurity professionals are in high demand. We need them to meet the rising technology needs of small and large businesses to address challenges that resonate across the globe. The University of Mary supports this need through its Cybersecurity Administration degree program, which can be completed on campus or online. So if you or someone you know looking for a career in a much-needed field right now, the University of Mary offers personalized degree programs that support career success and personal fulfillment. Find out more at umary.edu/CSA. Craig in Winnipeg, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Hey, when I heard what's happening with... in my terms, as the greatest president in my lifetime out of the state, is Donald Trump. I'm disgusted. It's really disgusting. I can't believe it. It's something that I would actually see coming out of my prime minister doing something like that. So I'm praying for the U.S. and praying for Donald Trump that, you know, you guys can make it throughout all this, because I hate to see the government overreach like we get up here.
Yeah, you're sort of expecting it there, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, it's already starting in a lot of ways.
And watching it in the USA, wow. Yeah, Craig, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Chad and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Say, everybody's surprised that this happened to Trump. I am not. With everything that I saw in the last 5 years, from the Russia collusion to everything like that, and I heard Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Buck Sexton talk about how this is only the upper echelon. This isn't the field agents. I'm sorry, but That is not the upper echelon going into the doors of Mar-a-Lago. That is not the upper echelon going into the doors of Roger Stone. That is not the upper echelon that did that to Michael Flynn. Those are the field agents. Those are the order followers.
Is your point the field agents should be defying orders from the supervisors?
They should be doing what's right and wrong. When all you do is follow orders, we're going to have the same thing that the Third Reich had. If they can't differentiate, it's not going against orders, it's questioning your orders.
And questioning orders to the point of saying, no, I'm not going to do that, is what you're suggesting they do.
Yeah, if they know what they're doing is wrong, why would you do it?
Well, I've been told that's
what you're doing.
That's what law enforcement will do if they were ever given an order to go collect. Every friend of mine in law enforcement snickers at that thing and go grab their guns. Go house to house and start taking weapons. They'll laugh at that.
I'm finding that really hard to believe anymore. I've heard the same thing from officers. I've got friends that are sheriff's deputies. I've got friends that are police officers. And they tell me that. And I'm really, really starting to find that hard to believe. If they were told to, some of them will walk away, but the majority of them are going to follow the orders.
I disagree. Nope.
Yeah, no kidding.
Chad, appreciate the call. Thank you. Ed and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Okay, I'm talking about the Vietnam Memorial Moving Wall in Dickinson, August 18th to the 22nd.
Awesome.
Lucky guys, lucky folks in Dickinson to have that there.
Now, the American Legion District 8 Riders are sponsoring it. It's totally free. It is a memorial to our Vietnam guys, and the numbers say that we have now lost more than what we lost in combat to suicide.
Oh.
So it is to be, it is a solemn place to be, August 18th to the 22nd. It's the moving wall, and if you've ever been to one, you know why it's moving.
Well, it's moving to be there, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And it's also a blessing that it moves around for folks that can't get to Washington, D.C. and see it. Where is it going to be, Ed?
Oh, it's going to be at the Dickinson Veterans Memorial Pavilion on 8th, no, let's see. Is it 8th Avenue? No, 5th Avenue West, 800 block. It's at the top of the hill.
It'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the 18th through the 22nd.
Yes.
Glad you called so people know about it, Ed. Thank you.
No problem.
Always appreciate those calls, especially if it's veterans events that are happening. Let us know what's going on in your community. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Sylvester in South Dakota has a theory on who's behind this raid. Who would that be, Sylvester?
I would put it, like I said, it's the Global Alliance, you know. And if you remember before, you know, that's the NATO, UN, who, NGOs, and them. You know, they got to take America down. They got to take the United States down. And they're working against our farmers, small business. It's an all-out war to attain their global alliance. That's who I'd put it at.
Agree.
Will they succeed? Can they succeed?
Not as long as we can have voter integrity and we keep our mind on January 6th. Our Congress is in the midst of counting the electoral votes. And if we would use that moment, which we're going to do, that we're going to use that moment to make the elections fair, and it got disrupted. And we got to make sure that doesn't happen again. And that's the point where we could hold New York, California, Arizona, Pennsylvania responsible for their electoral votes. And if they cheat to get them, we don't count them. And that's where we got to stand. Election integrity, that's what we need.
Yeah. Do you at all bristle at the idea of the feds intervening in elections rather than, as the founders envisioned it, state by state?
Oh, yeah. I have no... If they will do what they did to Trump, yesterday. They'll do anything. They're not trustworthy.
Well, that's why I think state by state is your answer to routing out the corruption. Unfortunately,
well, yeah,
too many states.
We've got to be able to hold other states accountable that are so corrupt that they're not part of the United States. They're opposed to the United States.
Yeah, like California, the cheating and the election fraud is so intrinsic. It's just part of their DNA. Illinois, too, I would bet.
And, you know,
in New York.
What he's talking about was intended on January 6th. A few handful of folks,
right.
Senators, were asking for more time to investigate state by state some of the fraud allegations and whatnot. I don't know that they would have been able to accomplish much in 10 days or whatever time the deadline, but they were basically saying, give us more time to investigate this. That's what they...
They should have had it.
Well, it would have been at least, again, if I'm a Democrat, if I'm a, you know, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, and I believe there's nothing wrong with this election, I'd want all these issues investigated. I would want some sunshine, not sweep it under the rug. Thanks for the call, Sylvester. Clinton Bismarck, when we come back, you're on deck.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Is there a move in your future? Then there should be a call to action, movers. Right now today, reserve your spot because it's a busy time for movers. And some folks wait to the last minute and then they don't have their movers. Well, if you want professionally trained, background checked, Action Movers is your team. North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. And 701-566-5532 is that number. 701-566-5532. Call them. Just reserve that. No obligation to that. Hold your spot. And then you have them when you need them. And begin planning. 566-5532 at Action Movers. They're also hiring right now because business is booming. Part-time, full-time positions. One of the most lucrative comp plans they've ever had for both employee drivers and owner-operators. Stop by one of their offices, Action Movers in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 701-566-5532. 21 past the top of the hour. What's on your mind? Open phone time till the bottom of the hour with anything on your mind. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Boatload of texts have not gotten to here yet, but the calls keep coming, and we go to the calls first. 258-0550. We'll get some calls in, some texts in as we can. And then the bottom of the hour, Brian Cronk will be here, the money man, the money segment. Certified financial planner with Raymond James Financial Services, portfolio manager. Talking about this market, these opportunities. Stay tuned for that coming up on the program. All right, let's see who's next. Clint in Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Clint.
Well, I kind of like your previous caller with the FBI. You know, we've heard that these field agents are such wonderful people, and I don't think you can trust one single soul from the FBI, and I think the FBI was founded on corruption with its original leader, J. Edgar Hoover, and it's been a corrupt organization since day one. The issue that I was shocked about was the Secret Service. We were always told that the Secret Service would take a bullet for the president. Well, I don't know. I think I'd be looking for some different security. I got a feeling the Secret Service let those guys in. They welcomed them in like they were a little girl watching the front door. I just can't believe that they would allow that. If they let the FBI field agents just turn them loose.
I wonder what the protocol there is.
Nobody will ever ask the question, but I'm just curious. Did they contact Donald Trump immediately? Did they give Donald Trump's attorney a chance to stop anything or get a temporary restraining order? He wasn't there, so he couldn't get rid of any so-called evidence. The Secret Service could have locked the place down. Nobody's coming in here until further notice. I just, that would be ugly to be Donald Trump when you can't trust the guy that's supposed to take a bullet for you.
Yeah, he was in New York City, so the majority of obviously his protective detail would have been with him in New York City at Trump Tower, but obviously they protect his home as well, so there would have been some of them there. It's a good question. I don't know what the proper protocol is there. Clint, appreciate the call, though. Grant at Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
I got one comment and a question. Maybe we could do something, but, you know, that's a perfect example of just having a constitutional sheriff. Because that is the law of the land. We're in your county. I mean, it's true. And with all this going on and no one trusting anything, I mean, we, North Dakota, do somewhat trust our state a little bit. I think maybe with our legacy fund, we could probably just start helping out our own agriculture industry and small businesses with the state of North Dakota and Bank of North Dakota. Just undercut the tax, the interest rates of whatever the feds are going to say. Let's do that and take care of ourselves, and maybe we can start taking care of others before anything else happens going forward.
So you're saying use the proceeds of the, first of all, the legacy fund, the only thing available for investment is the proceeds.
Insurance,
but is the proceeds from it.
Loans or grants. Yeah, let's use that for strictly North Dakotans that live here, have a residency, operate businesses here. I mean, You'll still be you won't be losing money, and it's going to be keep getting funded every year just with the way it's set up. I mean, we have a never ending, I guess you could say, kind of surplus of cash is always going to be funded in there, and if we're going to have problems getting businesses loans and agriculture and everything to keep operating because the federal government has all these climate deals. Well, let's just be a state because we set up the federal government. Let's just be our own state. Let's take care of ourselves. And maybe we can take care of others around us. Same thing.
Another argument for the convention.
Yeah. Right. We could make a loan over to whoever else our neighbors are that actually like us. You know what I mean?
Is that enough of a legacy? I mean, the idea of the legacy fund is that the proceeds go into legacy projects, not you know, patchwork, not small ball, but big things. Is that a big enough thing?
For all the small businesses and everybody in North Dakota living and breathing and dying here, I think it is. Can't take care of your people, what good is it? And it just goes to buildings and other things, you know, that benefit a little bit, but not everybody.
Interesting thought, Grant. Thank you for that. We'll throw that out there and see if anybody else agrees. There's no shortage of ideas on how to use the proceeds from the Legacy Fund, that's for sure. Big debate at every legislative session. We have one coming up later this year. Texter says, instead of hiring 80,000 new IRS agents, how about hiring 80,000 new Border Patrol agents? Fine idea, but that would assume they want to stop what's happening at the border. And I'm not sure they do. I think they perfectly like what's happening at the border. Texter says, the purpose of this raid by a corrupt organization is not to find files. It is to poison the waters and make Trump as unpalatable as possible to voters. Just like the January 6th hearings were designed to do, this is what third world communist dictators do. Kevin, that goes to your point, the daily distraction.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would argue, just like the January 6th committee has about, last poll numbers I saw, 6% of people closely watching what's happening. I mean, it's a big bomb.
That's why they had to do something else.
It's a failure.
That's why they got to raid Mar-a-Lago.
Let's
talk about what's next. What would you do? What would you create
for
next?
An encore here, huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What would you do next to distract from the real problems that aren't getting solved anywhere?
But here's my point. I don't think any of this is working in dissuading anybody from Donald Trump.
None of it's sustainable.
I think you actually grow his support base because people see him as constantly under attack. Listener says, it's the field agents, too, because if they had any integrity, they'd quit before following corrupt leaders. Well, it's probably retirement, right? I need my salary. You do wonder sometimes when somebody's going to stand up to it and say, enough already. You know, where are the resignations? Listener says, you should play the new campaign release from President Trump. His message is so inspiring to hear. Play it for your audience. It's 3 minutes of solid truth and hope. All right, we'll put that on the docket for another day. There you go. Anybody remember the Clintons looting the White House and having to return items? That was from some gifts, I think, or something, wasn't it? Interesting thought from another one of our listeners. We're going to dig into the markets here a little bit. The Money Man, Brian Crock's in the house. When we come back on What's On Your Mind, let's go.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The family of Gabby Petito on Monday announced a wrongful death lawsuit against police in Moab, Utah. The lawsuit seeks $50 million in damages. Brian Launder confessed to her murder before taking his own life. An FBI, already proven to be biased with hate against President Trump, raided his home in Florida overnight. As many Americans already in disbelief, the FBI would label American parents as domestic terrorists. This move could be the agency's downfall. So says Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody on Fox News. She says the FBI better become real transparent real fast.
I would urge this to be unsealed, the affidavit that supports it be unsealed, that the FBI issue a statement immediately about what supported this, what types of charges or crimes they expected the evidence to show that they found.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're putting that cigarette out, can't you?
John Travolta put on a very beautiful statement yesterday on the death of the news of the death of Olivia Newton-John, his co-star there. That, boy, that bond was there forever.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty cool. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA today. I'm going to make you hungry now, I warn you. And the best antidote to being hungry is to just go to PetroServe USA and have some Tater Tot hot dish today. Glendon or NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Glendon along Highway 10 there. Swedish Meatballs at the 45th location. Could never go wrong there. Comfort food everywhere. Sloppy Joe's today. 12th and I-29. Really good Sloppy Joe's. Oh. Throw a pickle or two on there. You can't go wrong. A couple of sides. In West Main Avenue, West Fargo, the location right to the east of Bonanzaville, Meatloaf or Chicken Tenders. In Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. The Money Man is here, Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I am wonderful. It is great to be here. It's great to be a North Dakotan, and I love this North Dakota sunshine.
Yes, exactly right. Plus, we're a little outside the craziness.
Outside the craziness feels really good right now.
Doesn't it?
I feel that energy from your callers, and I feel the anger. I feel all of that stuff, and I'm right there with them.
So there's plenty of things to be a little concerned about these days, and one of them is the market. Have we hit bottom?
Have we hit bottom, boy? You know, it wasn't long ago that we were on your air, and I was saying, you know what, I think the time to start buying is now. We had started putting some of our cash to work. You know, we're up 20% from that bottom already. So that would say that, yes, we've put in some kind of a bottom, but I don't know if we've got a green light yet. So I look at the prices. I'm going to say I think this is going to be one of those, you know, special opportunities you get to buy great quality companies that only come a few times in an investing generation. And so we need to be taking advantage of it. But I'm not convinced the bottom is in yet, Scott, because when I look around, you know, we've come up 20%, like I say, from the bottom. The volume has been lacking. And so I watch, especially the last, you know, week and a half, 10 days, 15 trading days here, and there is just no volume. There's no follow through. And we're getting right now, right to that area where the market has turned us back in the past. This is where we usually turn around. And if we can't break through this on good volume, I'm afraid we're going to go back down. I don't know if we're going to go lower than we did before, but I actually think we're probably headed lower on the short term for now. Long-term investors, I want to grab some of these companies at some of these great prices. And frankly, a little bit of a downturn right now for a week or two for me to grab more shares of those, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Explain to me why the volume would be light. Does that just mean a lot of people are on the sidelines taking a powder still?
Well, imagine you go to an auction sale and nobody shows up, but one crazy person bidding everything way up in price. And that's really what the stock market is. It's an auction. But when you've got low volume, that means there's not a lot of people there that are driving that up. And so you've got small investors, maybe bargain fishing, whatever, pushing some prices up. But really what that shows is we don't have conviction. The major institutions that need to get behind these things and really push them higher and give us confidence, that's lacking right now. Or another way to look at that is the market really going higher, or have the sellers just kind of pulled back for a little bit? And so until I'm convinced that the selling is entirely done, I'm not going to give it the green light to go all in yet. The portfolios that we manage right here locally, Scott, our largest holding right now in our stock portfolios is cash. It's money market holdings, because that is the area where I feel like I need to keep some of my powder dry. We're putting some of that cash to work in the great companies at cheap prices, but like I say, we're not all in yet.
So you're looking for conviction before you're convinced there's a bottom.
Exactly. I want to make sure that we're going the right way. I want to see a true uptrend. And that, you know, the definition of a trend or an uptrend really isn't that hard to follow. I mean, everybody can look at a chart and figure this out. I want to see that the market starts making higher highs and higher lows. We've just barely started that, and we're about to that point where it usually turns down again. So I want to just check and see, do we get some conviction? Do we get some buying on really heavy volume that breaks through this? Or do we just go back down? Because just buying stocks because the companies themselves are cheap, that in and of itself isn't going to get us where we need to be, which is new highs on the market. What that's going to allow me to do as a portfolio manager is I sell my weaker holdings, or most of our speculative weaker holdings we've already sold into strength like this. And now that cash, when we get pullbacks like this, I want to put it back to work in some of those quality companies that are now on the cheap.
Questions or comments for the money man, Brian Kronk, are welcome on What's on Your Mind. You can call us at 701-258-0550. You can also text your questions or comments in 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590 for your text questions as well for Brian Kronk, certified financial planner with Raymond James Financial Services and a portfolio manager. And markets like this are why you want a professional, right? I mean, just to sort all this out.
Well, this is exactly right. This is when we really shine, because, you know, when the market is just going up, it seems like all those salespeople that you see setting up shop on the side of the street trying to sell you some sort of a mutual fund or a hot this or that, you know, we all sort of look the same. But, you know, when we start to get into a difficult market environment and people can see that not only does their advisor or financial salesperson, you know, not have any answers for them, but they're also not taking any defensive action. You can tell that what we do, we have managed portfolios of professional managers sitting at the helm taking action in a market like this, and people appreciate that. They like to know that those things that have the higher risk, we've eliminated those from the portfolio, and those opportunities that exist out there to trade in this market, we're taking advantage of those. This is the kind of market where we really shine.
Texter wants to know what you would see causing another bottom with this low volume. What would be the triggers?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I don't know if we've got a specific fundamental trigger that would cause a bottom yet, in the sense of, you know, have we seen everything change that we need to? What I would like to see fundamentally, if we're looking for those reasons that we'd get those institutions back into stocks and really putting money to work, is, hey, we have a CPI inflation report coming out tomorrow. What if that all of a sudden, you know, went to be a lot smaller than what anybody expected? Or if we saw energy prices ebb and just kind of stay low, you know, so they've come down just in the recent, you know, few days here, or I should say about a week and a half now, we've seen energy prices come down, but this morning they were higher again. So if we could get some consistency with lower prices, lower inflation, and then the key right now is wage inflation. So even when the other things are coming in lower, the job market is super hot. It's hard to find employees, hard to keep employees, and the pay just keeps going up there. That's inflation that still trickles everywhere. If we could see some of those things moderate a little bit, I think we could start to put in a bottom on this market.
Kevin, you have a call from Conway in Fargo for Brian. Go ahead, Conway.
Say, I work for a UPS airline side, and they have a 401k, and they also have a second one with its matching, and they also have an opportunity to buy stock at 5% below cost.
Mm.
What am I thinking here?
as far as what you should take advantage of?
Yeah, I mean, where should I put my money at? Yeah. I mean, the 401k, obviously the matching.
Right, so I can't give specific advice to that over the phone. It's something you're welcome to call our office, and we'll go through that and look at your situation specifically. But I'll kind of speak in a real general sense. So I love those stock purchase plans. Everybody knows I'm a stock guy. I want to get out there and own high-quality companies. If it's the company that I think you're talking about, that's definitely a high-quality company. So then it goes back to price. And the idea that no matter what the price is, you're purchasing that stock at a discount, that's wonderful. So I'd be taking full advantage of that. The one that I can't also pass on, though, is the advantage of a 401k. The idea that you can reduce your tax liability right now today so that you pay less income tax into our federal government and our state government while putting money to work in an account that continues to grow tax deferred. Hard to pass that up. That's why we encourage so many of our employers to have a 401k or some other corporate retirement and fully take advantage of that. So I think everything you named off there is certainly worth taking advantage of. In what proportions, that's going to be a more specific planning question that we're happy to go over with you individually. But I like all those plan options you named.
Okay. I got one more question then. How about catch up when you do that $22,000 per year to catch up for what you hadn't put in? Is that a good idea?
So, again, if the government says, hey, this 401k or IRA or SEP plan or whatever it is such a good deal that we're going to limit what you can put in it, which is exactly what they do, and then you reach the age of 50 where they say, hey, now you can put in this catch-up contribution, all they're saying is, hey, we're going to let you put even more in than the average person could put in. So, yeah, if you've got the cash flow available within your budget, I always encourage people to take advantage of that extra deposits that they can make with those catch-up contributions.
Okay, you're going to give your number after this to give you a further call in, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I'll give it out right now. You can always call us. We're locally in Fargo, 701-235-0119, or toll-free statewide, 844-235-0119. Always available to answer your questions.
All right, I appreciate your advice. Thank you.
A lot of good options there, Conway, and sounds like a few that might be an inflation buster, too. You know, if the cash is sitting on the sidelines going backwards every month, it's a good way to make up the difference here. But the only way to make up the difference, isn't it? This is crazy. Blake and Bismarck for Brian Cronk, Collins and Cronk. Go ahead, Blake.
Hey, I'm just curious. One of the things I've kind of been investing in during this downturn is some high dividend yielding stocks. And you know, like Annaly Capital is one, and ExxonMobil. But I came across one recently that has a dividend almost too good to be true. It's like 47%. It's Petrobras. Ooh. It's a Brazilian, you know, oil company. I'm just wondering what are the benefits and risks of some of these high-yielding dividend stocks.
Right. So that's a great question. And those kind of things come up a lot, especially in a market like this. So one of the places that we've been hiding within our portfolios are in high dividend paying stocks. We want to see some of these places. Those dividends sort of give you a little bit of support because the sellers are less likely to sell a stock that might be paying 3, 4, 5% dividend. Not only that, it gives you some contentment while you wait for the market to recover. You're at least earning something that can, you know, help you keep pace with inflation a lot better than a money market could. So I like the dividend yielding stocks, the good quality blue chip type companies. You mentioned ExxonMobil. I can't comment on specific stocks, but you can see the value of owning some of those big companies because of that stability. At the same time, though, you pointed out one of the red flags we watch for. So if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. So I happen to know Petrobras. We've been investors of that in the past. And so there's different versions of that stock that you can take advantage of. So watch out for a one-time dividend that might boost that yield. But in general, if a dividend yield on a stock gets too high, it's a red flag that that dividend is going to be reduced or that company is having some difficulties.
Blake, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Not being panicky in a market correction means good advice, and we're getting it from Brian Cronk. Collins and Cronk, the Money Man, will continue after this timeout on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. 0% APR for 36 months on most new Buicks and GMCs. The new 2023 Sierras are taking orders now. They're flying out just about as soon as they can get. Those lifetime powertrain warranties on Buicks GMCs are also good on most of the over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, all clearly marked price to sell. In fact, when you go to SchwannBuickGMC.com, you can sort it by just the lifetime powertrain warranty vehicles. Check it out, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, Collins and Croc clients are not panicky. They're not scared in market conditions and corrections like we're seeing now. Why?
That's a good question, Scott. I'm glad you bring that up because, you know, we've been sort of spoiled with our clients, or maybe we can say that our clients are very well trained, but we don't get a lot of panicky phone calls. In fact, our phone calls are generally somebody calling in saying, hey, is this the time I should be sending you more money? Hey, what else should we be buying? You know, things of that nature. But there's probably two parts of that. So the first part, you know, really gets back to something I said earlier. So we have what we call actively managed professionally managed portfolios. In other words, we don't buy something or sell you a product and then set it and forget it and move on to the next person or the next product. We're consistently managing our portfolios. So for each person, we build you out one of our model portfolios. And then when it's time to get out of certain things, we remove those from the portfolio. When it's time to add other things. So the money that we manage for our clients is constantly changing, constantly adapting to the new market conditions. So one of our portfolios, for example, that you might consider a moderately aggressive portfolio, by the time we got to this correction, had actually gotten to be a conservative portfolio just because of the adaptations that we had to make as portfolio managers. So I think that gives our clients a lot of peace of mind, is that we're making those adjustments as we go along. There's somebody steering the ship. The other thing, though, is they know that the portfolio is just one part of it. The rest of it really goes to that goal plan that you're always talking about. What are we doing for their financial plan? Are they on track? In the midst of a correction, in a good market, in a bad market, we give each of our clients a score so they know what are their chances of meeting their goals and not having to worry about running out of money. And so even in the middle of a big storm in the stock market, they can call us and say, hey, what's my score today? And we can tell them, hey, it doesn't matter that the market's pulled down because you're still in a position that your retirement plan is on track. It's one of those things where people will guess, hey, the market is really down, my future isn't doing well, and I'm going to have to work for an extra 10 years. When we can tell them fairly definitively, just by looking at the numbers, that nope, you're still in good shape, that gives people a lot of peace of mind.
And right now is such an important time to have that plan. I mean, my wife and I have thoroughly enjoyed the whole experience at Collins and Crocs, where I talk about it often, just because... Just the peace of mind of having a plan is one thing, and then seeing it play out is another. But right now, when you literally could be going backwards every single month, just based on, you know, wages creeping up, inflation being where it's at 9%. They say it's worse in North Dakota because of a reliance on energy.
Right.
I mean, you don't have a plan. You're going backwards every single month. That's scary.
Well, and really, if you don't have a plan, you don't know where you're at. You could have been saving for the last 20 years, putting money into your 401k. Have you saved enough? Do you know if you're on track? Should you be putting more away? Have you put too much away and you could be spending some of that money? So without a plan, you really have no idea. You're just shooting in the dark.
Listener wants to know, how do I find a good investment firm? I hear several on the radio and like what they say. When I call, they have a minimum. I'm not there yet.
Oh, that is another great question. So really, you're asking the important question. How do you find a good firm? And so to me, it starts out with you need to interview some of them. So if you're hearing from some people that you like, or if you've got some relationships and they've recommended somebody, go talk to them. Call our office. Interview us. I always say one of the best things that we do for our prospective clients is we tell them to, hey, come and sit down and talk to us and hear why we are different, because we truly are. In fact, a lot of times if somebody comes to us first and they're not even sure because they haven't compared us to anybody else, I say go talk to a couple others. Ask them what they do and how they do business, and then come back and talk to us and tell you what you think of our investment philosophy. And generally people are very impressed when they start comparing us to others. So I think that's huge. You got to interview those people. When it comes to minimums, there's obviously a reason for that. So first of all, everybody's kind of starting from a different place, but everybody's got a little bit different depth of knowledge, a depth of services that they offer, all of those things. As you know from hearing me on the radio over the years, we're very in-depth. We're very specialized in what we do, and therefore we have limited capacity. We spend a lot more time with our clients than many other advisors do. That means we can't handle quite as many as everybody else. How do we separate ourselves? We have to have a little bit higher minimum. Just like you don't go to your heart surgeon when you need to have just something for the common cold, you don't necessarily come to us if it's a very small amount because of that. However, because of a lot of demand, Scott, one of the things that we've been doing is we've been growing. We've been adding staff. We still are. Feel free to apply. We've been adding advisors to our office. And so we actually have the ability to go to an even lower minimum than we've had in the past. So historically, our minimum has been in that $250,000 to $500,000 range. Right now, we're actually accepting clients down to $100,000 because we have a team that can handle that extra capacity right now. But really, it comes down to relationship and believing in how they do business. And so interview us, interview a few others, and see what seems to make sense to you.
Starts with a call, 844-235-0119. That's toll-free anywhere across the USA, 844-235-0119. Collins0119, online at collinscronk.com. Collins with a C, Kronk with a K. Ryan Kronk, portfolio manager, certified financial planner, Collins and Kronk. Always interesting conversation, especially in this interesting times in which we live.
Indeed.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
See you tomorrow, friends, on What's on Your Mind. God bless. Bye-bye.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.